Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks woman shot last week has died. City police say 26-year-old Jasmine Lynn States died Sunday. States was shot January 30th by 19-year-old Benjamin James Kamaroff Akaran. Originally charged with attempted murder, Akaran now faces a first-degree murder charge. Police say Akaran also tried to shoot a man who was with States, but his handgun jammed. The man contacted police and Akaran was arrested after a two-hour search. Police say while at large, Akaran went to Randy Smith Middle School, but staff prevented him from getting in. Police have not said what motivated Akaran's actions. Alaska stands to benefit and bear impacts from the Trump administration plan for energy dominance. So far, it's included opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling and a draft plan to open most of Alaska's coastal waters to oil development. As the Alaska Energy Desk's Ravenna Koenig reports, the North Slope Borough stands to be significantly impacted by both moves.
The North Slope Borough has the ability to tax oil and gas infrastructure within its borders, and that money is what allows them to build roads, keep the schools open, and pay for the fire department. But as the prospect of offshore drilling in the Arctic takes shape, the borough is also registering its concern for how to protect the bowhead whale and other marine life that people here depend on for food. Harry K. Brower Jr. is the mayor of the North Slope Borough.
Offshore activity is one of most important to us because it's been providing our sustenance for thousands of years. And here's the new administration wanting to go full bore. Let's go and explore and develop whatever we can.
Already, the borough has been in touch with the Interior Department, requesting that certain federal waters stay off limits for drilling. When it comes to ANWR, the borough supports opening the area known as the Coastal Plain, or 1002, to oil and gas development. But even so, Brower says that there's still information his office doesn't have about how the area will be developed.
There's no infrastructure. So where's the interest going to be? Is it going to be close to the current infrastructure? It's going to be further away so they could develop all this.
On ANWR and the new offshore plan, the mayor says that communication with the federal government will be key. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig, Inuit Keavik.
Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council approved a wage increase for public works employees and advanced an ordinance that would limit the number of marijuana stores in the city. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Council members unanimously approved the two-year wage increase for public works employees, represented by the AFL-CIO Crafts Council. The measure boosts pay for operators, laborers, teamsters, carpenters, and pipe fitters who work for the city by an average of 1.5%, effective retroactively to January 1st and running through next year. Those are the last 2 years of the three-year labor agreement worked out in 2017 with the Crafts Council. Mayor Jim Matherly says the raises will cost the city a total of about $49,500 annually.
It'll be $99,000 over 2 years.
Also Monday, the council advanced an ordinance introduced by Matherly that would limit the number of marijuana retail business licenses the city issues to 12.
We have around 8 or 9 currently. Some people want us to do unlimited amounts. I'd prefer not to do that. I'd rather put a lid on it now.
Matherly says council members have talked about limiting the number of retail pot shops to one for every 3,000 residents, similar to the way the state allocates liquor licenses. But the mayor says for the most part, they've settled on the number 12.
If you go one for every 3,000 people, that's about 9 allowed. We have about 29,000 in the city, but we're really just putting a number of 12.
The council will hold a public hearing and consider final approval of the ordinance in the February 26th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.